Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Meta Mind Shift Show. I am your hostess. My name is Technical Nicole Maxwell. And I am very happy that all of you guys are here and all of you are listening and watching. And man, we've got some great things in store for you today. But I do have some announcements first, so let's take care of that. You guys, we have some really exciting news that's hitting the metaverse here very, very soon. One of those things is going to be the Power of Decentralization conference that is coming, and that is by Blackverse. That is my club that I founded last year. We are putting on a conference. So it's going to be a two-day seminar, and you're going to be able to come and hear people talk all about the power of decentralization. And so what does decentralization mean? We talk about that quite frequently in the spaces and places that I'm in. Essentially, it is a change. So the things that you know and love today are going to be evolving and changing a bit. And so some of those things are cryptocurrency. So what we know right now, we have some currency, and that currency is what a lot of us call fiat. And fiat is a currency that you know as the US dollar, or the coins and cents that we have, or the dollars and currency wherever you are. And today we will be talking a little bit about the different types of cryptocurrency. And so we have a couple of guests that are going to be coming to us today that are going to help us talk through this. And today, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit more about decentralization. So decentralization is really where you are able to make change. So right now, a lot of things are centralized. Everything from the government to the banking system and our data. And our data is captured in a way that makes it centralized. And so that means that one source has access to that data, and one source is kind of the primary important person that gets to make decisions about that data. That wouldn't be bad if it wasn't for the fact that that one source is not you. Typically, that one source is some other company. You are not a part of that company, and you do not reap the benefits from that company. So when you have this cryptocurrency or this data, it is usually something that you are being charged for. So think about your bank. Think about the fees that you get from just having a bank. Oftentimes, there are fees associated with that. If you drop underneath a certain level in your bank, even if there's cash there, sometimes you get charged for things like that too. And so cryptocurrency has come into play, and cryptocurrency disrupts. We're going to talk all about cryptocurrency and get involved there. And then we are also going to talk a little bit more about the power of decentralization, which is really what people are taking advantage of right now. When you hear the term blockchain and you hear the terms Web3, NFTs, virtual real estate, dApps, DAOs, all of those things are going to play a part in our future, but they're playing a part right now. So people are taking advantage of them and using them to utilize this thing called decentralization. And so what we have is the Power of Decentralization that is coming up. The Power of Decentralization conference is coming up, and that is a conference that is going to be held on September 15th and 16th, and it is going to be held in a virtual way. We are getting into the metaverse, so that's what's important. The metaverse is coming. We talk about that all the time, and the metaverse is definitely something that we are going to be diving into. So this conference is different because this conference is absolutely taking place in the metaverse. So you don't have to worry about being on a Zoom call. You're not going to Google Meet. We are going to be directly in the metaverse. And so in the metaverse, we are going to be having a moment to engage with everybody. Right here on your screen, you are going to see the Power of Decentralization Metaverse Summit. And that summit is available for you to purchase your tickets right now. We are having that on September 15th and 16th, and you can only purchase tickets on Eventbrite. So the link that you see there, blackverse.io/summit-tickets, is your way to join us. It's summit-tickets, and it is available only on Eventbrite. So you can go directly to Eventbrite and snag some tickets. So that is one of the very cool things that is going on these days. You know, a lot of things are happening in this space, and it moves quite quickly as we are talking about change and decentralization and the things that are happening. So in the news today, we have something that just came out, actually, and it is that Wharton is launching Ivy League's first certification program in the metaverse. And so, man, Wharton is talking about the metaverse now. And now there is a program that is certifying people in the metaverse and in this space. So what does that even look like when we haven't built out the metaverse yet? We've built out virtual spaces, and we have a whole lot of things going on, but we have not been able to actually build out the real metaverse. So how do you certify for that? I'm actually a certified metaverse expert. I don't ever tell anybody that, generally speaking, but since we're talking about certifications and accreditations, I actually do have that. I don't tell anybody that because we don't have experts in this space yet. But here goes Wharton, and they've created a whole entire accreditation around it. So I think that that's really, really interesting. But back to decentralization, y'all. We are in for a treat today. And so I am going to take a quick commercial, and then we are going to come on screen. And when we do, we are going to have something that I am extremely excited about. Someone is here that I know you want to hear from. So we are going to play this commercial, and this commercial is quite fantastic in and of itself as well. So we're going to play that really quickly. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking to none other than Miss Naja Roberts, the queen of crypto. So stay tuned. This is Nicole, and my voice is resting. Going to be in for a treat. First of all, let me say thank you to Artsy and VR, because Artsy and VR is one of our sponsors, and that video is from her, and we are going to be visiting all of her fantastic and wonderful places as we head into the metaverse and we take a look at some of the differences between different types of metaverses. So y'all stay tuned. But today we are going to be talking about crypto. So it is my pleasure to present Miss Naja Roberts, the queen of crypto. Miss Naja Roberts is changing lives and communities through cryptocurrency. She is a creator, an innovator, a visionary. She just came off of the Digital Financial Revolution 40 plus city tour. Miss Naja Roberts is a radio personality on KBLA 1580 Tavis Smiley Radio and has her own production ahead of the crypto curve. Naja is the author of Becoming Naja, Stories of Misery, Mystery, and Mastery. I am delighted to present to you Miss Naja Roberts, the queen of crypto, and welcome to you today. How are you?
I am incredible. I couldn't miss this for the world. I have to tell you, with Nicole Maxwell, I'll do anything, including drive off the freeway the wrong direction to get off, because we were all...
We can't have that. We got to be going in the right direction.
I was like, oh, there's no way. So I just went off the off ramp. So I'm here. And I don't know where I'm at, but I'm sitting. Hi, everybody.
Hey, so we're going to ask that you be safe, Naja. So thank you for this. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. It is always a delight to see you. And I just want you to talk. So let's talk about crypto, because you talk about going the wrong way. And where we are right now, when we talk about like the banking systems, talk about cryptocurrency and what people need to know if they don't know anything at all.
You know what? That's a good lead in, like going the wrong way. Like our financial system is literally going the wrong way. And there's all kinds of signs that say, do not enter, don't go this way, right? But we've had to, because we had no other choices. And when you don't have any other choice, you have to go with the only options. And so what cryptocurrency has done for us is given us some options. Not that it is 100% the direction that you need to go or that we need to be going, but it gives us the ability to have an option. And so this thing called cryptocurrency is just basically digital money. We're already in the digital space with money. If you're using Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, any of those, you're already in the digital space, except that digital space actually feeds off the regular financial system. And so with this digital money, it feeds off of an entirely different system. It's a decentralized system that's not owned by the bank. It's not governed right now. And I'll just put it that way. It's not governed or actually controlled by any one entity or group of individuals, like the Federal Reserve Bank is definitely in control of all of our money. In fact, right now today, for those of you that know and don't know, I'm dealing with some banking issues where they just literally have held $44,000 for the last 90 days. Like, how in the world is an entity able to do that? And nobody knows what's going on. And really nobody cares, because it's not a good sum of money to them, but it's definitely a good sum of money to those of us small business owners that are trying to make ends meet. And so, and this is, I think for me, more of a reason to push to get in a decentralized system or to continue to be able to push in a decentralized system, because of the fact that nobody could do this if I hadn't held my own money and was able to, just do all the things that I need to do, because we know right now we're a little bit ahead of our time. Yes, you can buy things with Bitcoin. Yes, you can do some fantastic things with Bitcoin, but we're not quite there yet. And so what I do understand is that it's not going anywhere. And as it continues to grow, as we continue to understand the actual technology, because it's not about really, it's about the Bitcoin, but it's actually about blockchain. Blockchain is that underlying technology that is going to change the world. It's going to change the world in so many things, and money is that's just the way it's going to be. And so, I just say to you all, we have been on a fast track in the wrong direction for a long time. And we're seeing it with inflation. We're seeing it with the price of our gas. You know, I don't know where you are in the United States, but I just paid $5.90 this morning for gas, a gallon. But the price of gas is lower, the barrels that our government is paying. Like, there's so much stuff that's incorrect in the financial system right now. And inflation is here. It's here to stay. I've been saying we are in a camouflage recession. It is so... It's just so many things that...
There we go. Okay, yeah. You cut out for just a second.
So many things that make us know that getting involved in this cryptocurrency space, this metaverse space, this NFT space is the right direction we need to be headed, because we've got to do some things to make sure that the intellectual properties that we have, our creativity belongs to us and not someone else. It is our time. It's our turn.
Yes, I love everything you said, Naja. You know, it's interesting because you and I are similar. We have, in some ways. So look, we have communities that we are trying to make sure they understand this space or this segment of the space. And last night I had a gentleman who was actually trying to kind of say that, you know, you guys, we're not really in a recession. This isn't really a recession. It's kind of not a thing. But I know you just came off of a 40 plus city tour. And so you've been all up and down this country and you have seen and talked to people and you've been connecting with people. Can you tell us a little bit about what you saw when you were on tour and which way you saw this? Was it, are we really in a recession, or are people really hurting, or is there, you know, kind of some media foolery going on there?
So let me say that there is absolutely money out there. The problem is our community doesn't have it. And so when we've been going across this United States, and yes, there are some outliers. There are certain communities that we went to, Upper Marlboro, Maryland. But aside of that one particular community, there was no signs of even middle-class America doing really well during this time. And it's actually really, really scary because the scary part is there's no sense of urgency in our community to do something different, because everybody is just feeling like this is the way it is and this is how life is going to be, and they're just accepting of it. And so that's the scary part. But money is drying up all across this United States, just for everyday regular people, and there is no way that we're going to be able to maintain. I made the example going through Jackson, Tennessee, where minimum wage was $7.25. Just last month, a pack of bacon was $19 in 1999. Like, how in the world can somebody make $7.25 an hour and plan on having bacon for a Sunday breakfast for her children? It's just impossible. I went to the grocery store here in California. I spent $300 and I got three packages of meat, all totaling 3 pounds. The rest of it was just regular juices and just other stuff. Like, there is no way we're going to be able to sustain.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm sorry. And it's on Do Not Disturb, and it still did that.
That's all right. You a popular girl. Go ahead.
Our money does not stretch to where it should. And because the price, the value of our money is going down, and prices are going up, whether they want to admit that we've got two or three consecutive quarters, which actually call it a recession or not, we're in a recession. And if they're not in a recession, our community darn sure is. And we need to be thinking about being ahead of all of this technology so that we can get the lion's share of the funding and the money that is going to start pouring into these platforms. We got to make sure that we're ahead of this.
Let's step back for just a second. So, Miss Naja, I know who you are. And I know there's a whole lot of folks out there that know who you are. But can you just tell people what it is that spurs you on to do what you do? Why did you get involved in this space? And why did you go out to 40 plus cities to evangelize this Bitcoin and this cryptocurrency way of life?
Nicole, I just have to be honest. I'm like sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm. I'm sick and tired of the lies. You know, they used to say the lies everybody is telling us about what's out here, what's available. Yes, there is some money out there, you know, for folks that are getting businesses, and we're getting 10,000, maybe 20,000. Some folks may even get 150, 200,000, but these other folks are getting millions of dollars. And we are sitting here thinking we doing something. It's just a bunch of stuff that's happening that we have got to wake our community up. Every day in my community, I'm seeing these houses going for $1.6 million cash. Where are they getting those funds from? And we can barely get our hands on some of these loans to get a house for $260,000. Like there is something wrong with our financial system. And I've been in financial services forever, and I've seen it firsthand how they treat us when it comes to giving us the products and services we actually need and desire and really work for and built this freaking country on. And so, you know what? I just decided, whatever, I got to go for, like, it's by any means necessary. I have gotten to the point where I don't care. I shouldn't say that, but I'll say it this way, because y'all understand this language. I ain't scared. Whatever they gonna do, let's get at it so that we can make something. We gotta do something to change. Because if everybody is scared to really talk to our community and scared to really stand up for what is right, we're never going to get anywhere. And I think, you know, unfortunately, the demise of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey and anybody else who's peeked their head up to try to make our community really understand what's happening and take us in another direction has had an unfortunate situation. And that is what they had. That's what they intended on doing, not allowing anybody to rise up. And I'm not saying I'm to that stature, but I'm willing to give my life to make sure that we at least have an opportunity and a fair shot at what's taking place in this country, in this world right now, in this digital space, be it crypto, metaverse, NFTs, decentralized autonomous organizations. We got to get ourselves in place. We need to be ready, so we ain't got to get ready. Like in the past, we've been trying to get ready and they've been not letting us because they've already got the thing figured out. Well, we have an opportunity to get in there first. Let's get it. And, you know, some of us have got to forge this path. Some of us have got to lose our houses. Some of us have got to do some things to make sure that the people that come behind us don't have to go as hard and as long and as rough as we're having to do. And I'm that one. And so that's why I do what I do, because I'm passionate about my folks, because I really want to say some choice words, but it's time out for the stuff they've been teaching us in school. It's time out, because no matter what we do, we never seem to get ahead because the system that we play in is not designed for us to win. And my dad used to always tell me, you never win at another man's game. And the financial system in this country is another man's game. And we can play it all we want to, but we'll never get ahead, because at the end of the day, we got to go back and see what they allow us to do. And that's been our downfall since forever. So I'm not going to go on the whole rant.
Listen, I love when you go on. I love it. What you are alluding to and what we know this to be is self-sovereignty. And so I know what I call self-sovereignty, but what would you describe self-sovereignty as? What does that look like as we head into the future?
Man, it looks like me having a digital wallet. And Nicole says to me, I have this fabulous business idea. And I'm over here in Africa, and I need $150,000 in the next 20, 30 minutes for whatever reason. And I'm able to open up my wallet and send that to you, and you can pay it back. And I don't have to answer to who Nicole is, why Nicole needs this, how long I've known her. Did I get this off? It's my money. Allow me to do what I want to do with my money. If I want to send it to you to go buy toilet paper, to do whatever you want to do with toilet paper, allow me to do those things. And so that's what it looks like. It looks like us being able to give our own loans to our community, not because we got into these ascending assets at the top, but we bought, like right now when Bitcoin is on sale. So yes, I may buy a Bitcoin for $20,000 and then look up in 5 to 10 years when Nicole needs it, and now it's worth $150,000, $200,000. We can do that. And so that's what I'm passionate about. building right now so that in 5 to 10 years, no matter who calls for what, we're able to do that. We need to start whatever it is we need to do. We'll have the liquidity to do it because we got in and we started at the beginning of this wealth transfer and this digital phenomenon. And I'm super excited about it. And hopefully my Nipsey NFT will sell for $10 million at some point as well. So
wait, hold on. You got a Nipsey NFT?
Yes.
I got the first Nipsey NFT
that was made by our very own Israel Wilson.
Hey, Israel Wilson, friend to all the Clubhousers, Israel Wilson, friend to all artistry and NFTs and everything. So that's pretty fantastic. So you are saying that you, Naja Roberts, the queen of crypto, you have some NFTs over there.
I do. I do. And let me tell you why. And this is where I differentiate myself from anybody in Bitcoin fundamentals. I am 100% all for Bitcoin, the fundamentals, and that being our store of value, that being our foundation. But when I need to support some folks, I'm going to support Guapcoin. I'm going to support Vibranium. I'm going to support 40 Acres and a Mule. I'm going to support Nicole. I'm going to support Israel. I'm going to support Long Necky Ladies. I'm going to support whatever pushes power and money back to our community, because we have to, because if we don't, nobody else will. And so while I do buy those things, and I make this very clear, if I support Miss Hayes for her Long Necky Ladies, and my Long Necky Lady does not sell for $50 million in 10 years, I'm not mad at that because I bought it to support her. If I'm buying somebody's NFT recipes, it's because I wanted to support that cook, you know. And so, but when I look at Bitcoin, I'm expecting it to do what it's supposed to do on the blockchain. And that's be scarce, and that's bring value, and that's being for me to be able to transport it anywhere in the world that I want to, without any, it's borderless. I'm expecting it to be immutable. I'm expecting all those things. But Odua Coin, I'm gonna get in there because I'm looking at how they're bridging the gap between Africa and the diaspora. So I'm gonna support that. I'm gonna buy a node when I can be a node for a company. I'm gonna do that because I gotta support my community, and I have to put my money where my mouth is, whether the coin or the project goes anywhere. I'm just gonna do that. So that's me, and I'm gonna be in the Black Metaverse, and I'm gonna tell y'all now. I may not have Jordan because I don't actually support Jordan, because Jordan don't actually support me. But I'm just going to say this. I will, when some of these brothers and sisters come up with their own brands and they're selling their brands in the meta, I'm going to support that. I'm going to rock that. I want to make sure that I am supporting my community. So that's how I feel on that.
Hey, and so we appreciate that, and we are definitely looking forward to having you in Black Verse. As says in Black Verse, we are having the power of decentralization, and y'all, Naja Roberts is going to be one of our keynote speakers. So Naja, we are really excited to have you come through and, you know, kind of just tell everybody about decentralization and what it has done for you. Blackverse is a metaverse community, and that is the community that I founded at the end of last year. And so we are all doing great things out here. It is good to hear you talking about NFTs and kind of the future. So when you think about the future and the different verses that are out here, so we're thinking about the metaverse that Black folks go to, and you think about where we are. When I think about that, the reason my business name is the Black Multiverse Enterprises is because we're going to be everywhere. We're going to be in all these different verses. We're going to be in Decentraland. We're going to have space over in Crypto Voxels. We're going to be in alt space. But where we land our planes is going to be decentralized. So that is what is important to me, because it's going to take a long time to evolve to the point where everything is decentralized, right? But in between now and then, we've got work to do. And that means that we are educating people out here. We are telling people about what's coming. And the metaverse is all of it. So it's the totality of everything. It's the experience of everything. So you think about the blockchain, you mentioned DAOs or decentralized autonomous organizations. You mentioned NFTs and cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, amongst all the other coins that are out there. When you're thinking about that and you think about the experience of being in an avatar, so like right now we could be avatars instead of being represented by ourselves. So your avatar could have attended this session with me instead of you having to pull over. And you could have just talked. But what do you envision? Like when you close your eyes and you think about the metaverse, what do you envision?
I envision the metaverse first and foremost being inoperable. Well, so when I envision, I'm envisioning that one of our brilliant Black brothers and sisters come up with a way for us to hop from metaverse to metaverse to metaverse, because we're going from country to country to country, kind of like I just went from state to state to state, right? You can go and enjoy all the best of those worlds, but not have to log out and log in. And so that's what I envision. And it's coming. It may have been the baby that was just born today at the hospital in I'm not even going to say it, in Brooklyn, because that didn't look too, that didn't look too all. Well, let's say in Atlanta. It could be one of these babies that is coming up that we're educating. But I just really see the ability to go from metaverse to metaverse, and everybody working to make sure that that interoperability is flowing, and it's just going to make everything easy. But I also see, when I think of in the, I really feel like also, Nicole, my success, let me say it the other way. I feel like your success is contingent upon my success. And the reason I say that is because I have to be an educator to educate, so that the onboarding for you is not so hard, because they already understand their wallets and how coins work and all those things. And so while I'm not super active in the NFTs, my education is critical to your success, because all these people that are walking around that don't know what in the heck anything is, I get so many people that say, what the F is an NFT? And I started getting ready. I am going to start this year doing my, that is exactly what my courses are going to be called. What the F is an NFT? Because it's constant. But they don't even know what Bitcoin is. But I decided to, again, meet people where they are. If they're learning about NFTs first, fine. Let's get them educated about NFTs. And then we walk them backwards to understand how and what Bitcoin is. And so there's just things that we need to do a little bit differently. We can't just beat up on people because they don't believe what we believe. Everybody's got a right and a wrong. Get in your lane, stay in it, do what you do, and you send people to the people that do what they need to have done. And that's how we're going to excel in this space. And I'm super excited about that.
Yeah. And that's exactly how I think about it too, is that, you know, it'll be interoperable. Interoperability will be kind of key. It's core. You got to have that. Otherwise, you know, the big metaverse, that's never going to be a thing. And we'll be stuck with all these little tiny metaverses and having to log in and out like we do now. So what's the difference? So definitely got to have that. Interoperability and interconnectivity are going to be a thing. So when you think about NFTs, we have wearables. I don't know if you caught last week's show, but we absolutely had a designer here. Her name is Cost Couture. And yes, she definitely showed us her jackets, and her jackets were NFTs that she is actually also a seamstress. And so in real life, she has a jacket that is an unlockable inside of those NFTs when you acquire one. So really cool stuff that people are doing. You know, you know the Clubhouse scene, so we got a whole lot of great creators there as well. The metaverse is coming. And so that's what I like to say all the time. The metaverse is coming. The metaverse is coming. The metaverse is coming. But it needs to be decentralized. And so that's what my focus is. when you are so thinking about the tour that you just got off of and your book that just came out, congratulations, by the way, that is outstanding, y'all. If you don't know, now you know, go pick up Naja's book. Tell us a little bit about the book and where people can find it.
So the book is just about my life. I had it rough, not because my parents didn't have the greatest jobs. My parents had some of the greatest jobs in the hood. But I had it rough because I liked the streets and I liked the guys in the streets. And so I did my thing and I enjoyed myself. And I don't think that I would be who I am today had it not been for those experiences. And I mean, we all, and I just wanted to share it so that nobody else, no other woman or even man has to, you know, go down the path of all the resistance. I didn't take one of all the resistance just because that was just who I am. And I think that really has got me ready for this fight I'm in right now with the Federal Reserve Bank, with the banks, with the just with all of that. And so Becoming Naja can be found on najaroberts.com. They can go to najaroberts.com. I think their link tree, I rushed in here, but the link tree I believe is on the screen. You can get my book there. And really, this is just about knowing however the heck you start is not how you have to finish. Because I have been in some situations and how you start is not how you have to finish. I've been in some marriages with an S, plurals. But how you start is not how you have to finish. You just have to have the guts and the nerve to realize and to know if you did it once, you can do it again. And if you're in it, and you need to get out of it, don't look back. Just keep pushing forward because something better will come. And I'm here to tell you, in all of those situations, something better was coming. Even though when I was in my situations, I couldn't see, like, why is this happening to me? Even a couple of weeks ago, Miss Nicole, why is this happening to me? But I understand it's because bigger things are coming. And you got to make sure that you're preparing yourself during the storm, so when the sun comes out, you ready. And I'm ready. I'm ready, ready. So hey, I'm excited about that.
You ready. And I love that you're ready. You know, this space is powerful. And so you talk about kind of having changed and gone through some stuff. And, you know, you have the memory of that thing that you went through. The blockchain is kind of that memory, too. And so that's how I like to look at the blockchain, because the blockchain literally does capture what you put into it and it stores it. And it's immutable right now. I say right now because I know technology. Look, I know technology, and technology can change some things. And so right now it is immutable. And that means that it's forever. And so we're able to imprint ourselves and imprint our creations forever. So when you have a deal with somebody, that deal can be imprinted on the blockchain. When you have something that you're collaborating with somebody on, that can be on the blockchain. When you are out here and you are, you know, we just did a hackathon, Dr. Kelly and myself and Fred and Dr. Tammy and Marcus, we all did a hackathon a couple of weeks ago. And we'll find out the results here in a couple of days. Shout out to the Web3-a-thon ladies and folks over there. But it was empowering to be able to create with each other and know that there was, you know, this thing out here, this blockchain that we have, that's going to be able to capture and store this idea that we have and bring it into fruition as well. And so I think that that's something that people don't really think about as much. People kind of say, you know, hey, we have cryptocurrency, and cryptocurrency is the way to all the billions, right? But the self-sovereignty, I think that that's a bigger piece of it. And so the blockchain, you said this earlier, the blockchain is the core of what we're doing. And its fundamental aspects of it are really things that can help people, whether you're building a legacy or you're just building for tomorrow. That blockchain can help you. So what other kinds of ways are you utilizing the blockchain? And what would you recommend to someone who, you know, is interested in learning more about Bitcoin?
So right now with blockchain, I'm really just trying to really make myself aware of all the projects that are out there to see who and where I need to support. Because again, I believe that brilliant minds are creating things that we can find and we can latch a hold to. I'm trying to really understand how blockchain plays a part, specifically in things that really deal with my community. So case in point, there's two that are near and dear to me right now. First and foremost are our health records on the blockchain. Mm-hmm. Like, why is that important? Because we hear over and over again that Black folks, you know, they want us to get all, they want us to get probed and tested and all of these things because they claim they can't make Medicare because we don't go for clinical studies and all of this stuff, which, you know, I got something else to say about that, but we won't get into it. But our medical records are key for us to own. Decentralization of our medical records is key because if we don't want it to be sold to Pfizer, if we don't want our information given to the sinus company, if like all of those things, we need to be able to control those things. And if we want to monetize them, let us monetize them and not Blue Cross and Kaiser and some of these others. So that's one of the things, you know, because my mom, my entire life has suffered with asthma. And thank God she's doing much better in her older years than as I was growing up. But I really think medical records, you know, anytime she had like a situation where she had to be hospitalized, I had to put in a request for Kaiser and it would take 2 weeks for it to get to the specialist. And it's just a lot of things that if we were able to use the blockchain for voting, let's for real in our community, the heck was standing in these lines down the corner, down around the corner where they try to set it up where we can't vote. Let's use the blockchain and vote from our houses where it's immutable. So we could cut out all that stuff that they're doing. Right here in my community, right during election time, they removed the mailboxes. You know why they did that, because they didn't want the ballots to come in like that, right? So we know what they do, but if we can use the blockchain to do this, we wouldn't be waiting a month to figure out what happened with the votes in Georgia. So that's one. But then the last one that's near and dear to me, blockchain-wise, is getting the use of marijuana from seed to sale on a blockchain so we know who in the world is spraying this marijuana that they are giving to the Black and Hispanic kids. Ooh. That making them sick, go crazy, overdose, and all those other things. And again, the blockchain could provide that if we can get it implemented in the right place at the right time. And I think we're so close here in California to getting the right mayor. I said California, but in the city of LA, to get the right mayor that will make sure that any legal, medicinal, whatever, recreational dispensaries that are out here, make sure that they're using the blockchain to track from seed to sale. It's going to save so many of our kids' lives, our children specifically. So that's kind of what I am gunning for. Those three areas are like critically important. So I'm hoping to see something in that I can get behind and help push.
Wow. Wow. Man, you said so much. All of those things are things that I know at least one or two people who are involved in kind of little projects here and there or big projects here and there. You know, and that's what's kind of cool is because this time last year, we couldn't say that. So this time last year, we didn't have people who were involved in these projects. We were all kind of talking about, you know, possibilities, but now people are actually putting those possibilities into action and trying to make change, utilizing the blockchain, utilizing the different features and components of Web3, and then putting all those together to have the experience of the future in the metaverse. And so I definitely love that. I have a couple more questions for you, but I do want to ask you, Naja, you know, when you think about healthcare and you think about kind of some of the things that you spoke about voting and man, I didn't even know about what's happening to the kids. I got to go read up on that now. You're educating here right now. So thank you for that. But when you think about the future in the metaverse, what are your fears? Because everybody's got something that just is like, What makes you pause and say, you know, let me hold on for a second?
What makes me pause, Nicole, is our folks are the number one consumers in this United States. We have nothing to show for it.
Nothing.
And what makes me pause is that somebody will be homeless because they didn't take care of business out here, but they're going to be driving the fanciest car and in the fanciest house and the fanciest clothes in the metaverse. So since you're having this conversation, I'm going to step outside of my convertible and tell y'all, let me show y'all what I'm going to be driving in the metaverse.
Buy Bitcoin, that's hot.
That's my Bitcoin bug. So I'm going to make sure I got my Bitcoin, my little sign, my little license plate that says the BTC bug. Like, so
you saw it here first, y'all. You saw it here first.
So I'm going to be driving that in the metaverse because I'm saving, investing, and not spending. And so I'm going to be frugal in the metaverse like I'm going to be frugal in this world, because we don't know what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know how things are going to fare for our community. And I like to think that we all will have enough money to do what we need to do. But what if money does change quicker than we thought? What if? So we need to really be paying attention to all the things around us and really, you know, being the change that we want to see.
Let me ask you one more thing. So, yeah. Well, two more things, because we got a question from the audience too. But one more thing. So money is changing and we know that. And things are trying to move digital. We know that. So what do you think about CBDCs? What do people need to know?
Ooh. So when I think of a CBDC, I think about a food stamp, right? A food stamp card. You got a food stamp card and you want to go to Best Buy and buy a TV and you go slide it. And it says, sorry, ma'am, that's just for food. The same exact thing is going to happen when the CBDC comes into play. Oh, I want to support Naja and Naja's talking Black Power. Let me slide it so I can give her a donation.
Access denied.
Sorry, ma'am. You cannot support her because she's on our list of people that we're not talking to this year. So CBDCs are going to literally give them the ability to, I got some folks behind me on this side.
Be careful over there.
They're like, what is she doing on my street with this bug? But anyway, CBDCs is going to give them the power to do even more controlling than they have in the past. Because think about it. If you have dollars right now, matter of fact, I was talking to somebody and I just, you know, this really briefly, they were telling me they saw so-and-so at a funeral service last weekend. He had come home after 8 years. He went to where he buried some money. He pulled that money up and he was able to utilize that money right now. And he's doing quite well. Well, think about this. These CBDCs are going to be different than those dollars because they don't know where those dollars have been all these years. They don't know who has them, what's being done with them, or anything. But CBDCs, because they're on a centralized blockchain, they're going to be able to trace them. They're going to be able to manipulate them. So if somebody gets something and they don't feel like they should have gotten it, they'll just seize it or stop it. Yep. It's just the same. It's just more of the same, but almost even worse. I think the blockchain is going to give them a lot more power than we give them the credit for.
It's way worse to me. I definitely agree with everything you said. It is way worse because the blockchain, first of all, is immutable. So you can't make changes to it. But they'll be able to put gates in where there should be no gates. So there should be an open door policy for you to receive money. As long as it's legitimate, right? So your transactions aren't fraudulent. You're out here being legit. Nothing should be able to block that, but people are going to, the government is going to be able to block your access to funds that you earn, just like PayPal does, just like Wave does. Like all these little places have the ability right now to put a hold on your funds. Why mm-hmm. should anybody be able to do that? That's what we have when we're talking about DeFi and crypto and all of these things that are utilizing the blockchain is power. We are empowered when we have this space. And so that's the major difference, right? Like that yeah. is a huge difference. Yeah. All right, Nadja. So we do have one question from the audience and I want to get that in. We're going to start shutting it down here really quickly. I want to thank you so much. So who are some of the projects and companies that you think are great when it comes to what they're doing in the metaverse? Besides the Blackverse.
No, I cannot say that because, well, let me say this. When I look at a project, and I'm not going to name any, but when I look at a project, Nicole hit the nail on the head. It has to be decentralized. If it is not decentralized, y'all, it could be great. But if it is not decentralized, it is not for you. Mm. We have fallen victim to so much centralization in the past. You don't want to make that mistake again because you don't have to. So please look at the projects and make sure that they're decentralized. And that's what I'm going to say to that, because I'm not getting ready to be calling out names. And although decentralization is key, mm-hmm. Like for real.
Yeah. All right. Well, I agree with that. Great answer. And then I want to give you a moment to plug anything that you are doing right now. Let people know how they can connect with you and what they need to walk away from this conversation with. One thing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm having what's called the Digital Financial Revolution Experience. And so some of you may or may not know, I was an ex-financial advisor. On purpose, I'm not a financial advisor anymore, and I want to make sure that I'm helping everybody break down and understand the things that are in their financial plan. So yes, you have a financial planner, and yes, you have different things set up. You got different stocks, you got different 401ks, etc. But I really want to help our community break down what their plan looks like. So if you want to have that portfolio, it can stay the same, but how much do I now add in cryptocurrency? How much do I invest in the metaverse? How much do I invest in NFTs? Like, what should that percentage look like? And not as a blanket, but for me specifically, based on my financial independence number. And everything that we do in this life should be based on our financial independence number. How much money do you need in order to retire and enjoy the metaverse and NFTs and crypto in peace? In the next 5 to 10 years, mine is 10 years, right? But you may have 20 years or 30 years, but what does that look like? And what do we need to do to walk you backwards to get you there? And that's what we're going to be doing in the DFR experience. We're also going to be teaching you self-sovereignty with your food, with your money, with everything that you do. You ought to be self-sovereign. And so that's what we're going to be working on that entire weekend. It's October 21st through the 23rd, and it's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm asking everybody to bring their financial instruments. Nobody's going to be disclosing that to the people around them, but we are going to help individually people come up with their plans.
All right. And then how can people connect with you?
They can find me at Nadja Roberts on all social medias. No dots, no underscores, because there are 41 of me on Instagram as of last Sunday.
That's terrible.
41 scam accounts. Please, Nadja Roberts only. Make sure there's no double S's, no double T's, no double R's. Just double check it, just Nadja Roberts. Or you can go to NadjaRoberts.com and then you can find me there.
There we go. And her link tree is on the screen right now. Nadja, man, thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate you. And, you know, always. You guys can catch up with Nadja again at the Blackverse Summit, the power of decentralization. She's going to be there again talking to us about what it means to be decentralized And you guys, thank you. Thank you, Miss Naja. We appreciate you. This is the Crypto Queen.
Thank you. All right. You have a good rest of your day. Signing off. Right.
Thank you. All right, you guys, we got a few more minutes, so we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping here. We are building up a community here at the Meta Mindshift show. So I want you to go to metamindshift.com and sign up for that community. You will be the first to know when this new community is launching so that you can get yourself all registered and signed up. I want to thank Artsy. Once again, we're going to quickly check out a message from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and thank all of our sponsors and end this show. You guys, the Power of Decentralization Conference is happening. It's a summit that's happening on September 15th and 16th. Get your tickets now. They are on sale at blackverse.io/summit-tickets. And then I also want to take a minute and say thank you to all of our sponsors. To Black Multiverse Enterprises, thank you. Blackverse, a metaverse community, thank you. Technical Consulting, thank you. Black Business USA, Black Business Expo, and Black Business Network. Thank you. Also, thank you to the EE Testing Center. And of course, thank you to Artsy NVR. Your brand could go here. We are accepting and appreciating all of our sponsors. So please do take a moment and tap in with me at metamindshift.com if you are interested in sponsoring this show. I want to say thank you once again to everybody. Thank you for being here. Don't forget, no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, please like and subscribe to this station. I want to thank you to Roku, Amazon, Hulu, Twitter, Spotify, Google Podcasts, LinkedIn, the Black Business Network, YouTube, as well as Pod TV. This is Nicole, and my voice is resting. Thank you so much. You guys have a great week. Catch us back here Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live on the Black Business Network.